The Dean of American Military Historians, Russell Weigley, referring to the flow of GIs that poured around the German open flank, wrote in his classic study, Eisenhower's Lieutenants, "Now that Cobra had achieved the breakout, the most mobile army in the world for the first time since D-Day could capitalize on its mobility. With the hard-won mobility, the issues confronting the army became, for the first time in Europe, strategic rather than tactical. The soldiers' battle of Normandy was about to become the generals' battle of France." The Allies had an open road to Paris. Patton was activated and all his pent-up energy turned loose. He had come over in time for Cobra to familiarize himself with the situation and to set up Third Army headquarters. He took command of one of the corps already in Normandy and had other divisions coming in from England. By August 1st, he had divisions attacking in four directions. Meanwhile, First Army pressed forward to the south as German resistance collapsed. As the German retreat began, the American air ground team pounded the enemy. The Wehrmacht was out of the hedgerows, out in the open, trying desperately to move by day to get away. Patton's tanks mauled them. The Javos terrorized them. The constant attacks inevitably broke up German units, which had a terrible effect on morale. A theme that always comes up when interviewing German veterans is comradeship. Generally, German squads were made up of men from the same town or region, so the men had known each other as children. Corporal Bertenrath spoke to the point. The worst thing that could happen to a soldier was to be thrown into some group in which he knew no one. In our unit, we would never abandon each other. We had fought in Russia together. We were comrades and always came to the rescue. We protected our comrades so they could go home to their wives, children, and parents. That was our motivation.